Hey everyone, welcome to My Two Cents with Tawanda Harris. This is a podcast dedicated to educators, for educators, and by educators. Yes, it's all about encouraging, it's all about sharing strategies, it's all about going on an educational journey with each other. You are not alone, and I hope that when you finish listening to this podcast, you feel like you went on a journey with educators around the world. Thank you for tuning in to My Two Cents. Hey educators, let me start off by saying that this is uncharted territory, that no one has figured this out. There are many lessons that we're learning as the days go on, as the weeks go by, and as the months just fly through. We are reminded that first and foremost, relationships matter. Now they mattered before. Yes, of course, relationships with our students always matter. But in this virtual space, it's important that we are showing our students compassion, that we are empathetic in their situations, but also that it's reciprocal, that as we show it to them, they are able to show it to each other and to us as well. Valuing all perspectives, valuing all voices in this time is super important. It's important that we acknowledge that all experiences are great experiences. Now, when I say great, not that all experiences are happy experiences, but they are experiences for us as a school community, as a classroom community, as the educational community, to just be able to talk about the things that are affecting us on our day-to-day basis. Another thing that we have to remember is that patience is a virtue. Patience with our students, as well as patience with ourselves. As I said before, we haven't figured this out, and that there is no normal, that we are actually on this journey together. So we have to be patient with ourselves. Understand that today might be a great day of learning, but tomorrow might be a so-so, and the next day we might go right back to a wonderful day of learning. It's all about enjoying the time, cherishing the moment, and understand that we must be forgiving of ourselves as we are forgiving of our students. Next, flexibility is key. Being flexible and allowing our learners to take the driver's seat. Yes, I know that is a scary place to be, but they are brilliant. The things that they have been learning in this time are priceless. So we want to make sure that we are allowing for students to talk in our classroom, that yes, the chat box is a place to just to be able to express themselves as well as converse with each other and us. So we want to make sure that we provide spaces for that to happen, for their thinking to come alive. And lastly, engagement. Engagement looks different. It looks different for us. It looks different for students. It looks different for Monday, as well as it does look different for Friday. We want to make sure that we are not defining engagement by the student that gets off of mute and talks, or the student that always turns their work in, but that we are looking through the lens of all of our students. All of our students, our Black and Brown students, our white students, our Asian students, our Hispanic students, all of our students. We want to make sure that we are looking through their lens when we are determining or planning for our learning experiences from day to day, as well as week to week. We understand that this is not a comfortable place for anyone, but we also have to acknowledge that we are in this together. So as we go through this school year, please be reminded that relationships matter, that patience is a virtue, flexibility is key, and that engagement looks different for different students. So I hope that this message or this pep talk was helpful for you as you go and do great things for all students across the world. Happy teaching.